Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kal Shari Avraham Iyun, HaParsha series. We are holding on Parsha Zvot Eschanan. In the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings one of the psukim in our Parsha and derives from that pasuk a very important yisoid. Says the Gemara, Darash Rabbi Simloi, La'olam yisader adam shvach shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person should first give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'achar kach yispalal, and then make his requests. Minalan, how do we know that that is the sequence that one should follow? Mi Maisha, as it says in this week's Parsha, V'eschan el Hashem ba'eisahi, V'chsev Hashem elakim ata hachilaisa laharais es abdecha b'chulei, and then it says, Ibranav era es ha'aretz. So first, Maisha Rabbeinu gave praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about all of his wonderful attributes, and only subsequent to that praise, to that shevach, did he engage in his request, in his bakasha. So being that we have chanced upon the mitzvah of tefillah, we will go through two or three inyanim in the mitzvah of tefillah. The Rambam in Maromakom number 2, in tefillah, aleph aleph, also in Sefer Mitzvahs mitzvah hey, is of the shita that tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, that is a mitzvah chiyuvis. It is an obligatory mitzvah d'oraisa every single day. Mitzvahs asei lehispalal b'chol yoyim, shenemar v'avadatem es Hashem elokeichem, v'pi ha-shmua lomdu she'avoyda zuhi tefillah, shenemar l'avde b'chol levavchem, amru chachamim, eizohi avoyda she'belev zu tefillah. However, says the Rambam, ve'ein minin tefillahs min ha-Torah, the amount of tefillahs is not d'oraisa, ve'ein mishnah tefillah hazois min ha-Torah, ve'ein letefillahs man kavua min ha-Torah. So the shita of the Rambam, as is well known, is that tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, every single day that is obligatory. The Ramban in Maror Mekaymus 3 and 4, one is in Shoyrish Aleph, and the second one is in Sefer Mitzvahs Hey, is in disagreement with the Rambam. And he says, no, tefillah is fundamentally mit derabonon. V'gam be'ena yipla mamar harav, shu atzmoy zal mona b'mitzvahs tefillah, shenemar v'varatem Hashem lakechem, v'yedua, ki betamur oimer tadu tefillah derabonon, b'forsh b'brachas, ashekas adoyla teknul ham Yisrael, Brachos v'kedushos v'chulei. So the Ramban is of the Shita, not like the Rambam, that tefillah is in fact d'rabbanan. However, the Ramban in Maromakom number 4, in Sefer Mitzvah Hey, is in agreement with the Rambam in one limited case. In a circumstance of a significant trying situation, in times of distress, in an eis tzara, there the Ramban accedes to the opinion of the Rambam that tefillah is in fact d'oraisa and it is obligatory mid-d'oraisa. V'mula ye midrashim b'tefillah ikar min ha-Torah. If there is in fact a source for tefillah being d'oraisa, says the Ramban, nimna oisoi b'minyane shel harav v'nemrashi mitzvah le'eis hatzorais. It is a mitzvah in times of distress and trying circumstances. Shenamen sheyisbarach v'yis'ala shemei tefillah. We should believe that Hashem listens to our prayers. V'hamatzil min hatzorais b'tefillah v'za'aka v'havein zeh. So we have fundamentally the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, is tefillah deraisa obligatory, the Rambam, is tefillah not deraisa obligatory, the Ramban, and the chiddush of the Ramban, that even in an eis tzara, there is an obligation. Agav urcha, just halacha lamaisa, even though this is an iyun shir, this yisoid of the Ramban, that one has to daven in an eis tzara, if you look at the lashon of the Ramban, the golden language of the Ramban, it's really clear the ikr of tefillah be'eis tzara is really fundamentally an exercise in emunah bitachon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that saves us. So when one is in an eis tzara, the mashmos of the Ramban, that the ikar chiyuv of tefillah is really that we should be mechazik our emunah bitachon. So tefillah be'eis tzara is an exercise in strengthening your belief in Hashem. And based upon this Ramban, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe or Chaim Beis Chof Dalet in Maromakom number 5, paskens halacha l'maisa, if a goy comes to you and he's in a difficult situation, he's sick, or he is impoverished, or he's struggling with something, do you or do not tell him to daven? Says Rav Moshe, he is obligated to daven. You must tell him he must daven to Hashem. A goy has to daven to Hashem. Frek Rav Moshe, what do you mean? This is not one of the Shev Mitzvot B'nei Noach. So why is a goy chayiv to daven when an eis tzara? Says Rav Moshe, because davening in an eis tzara is a reflection of emunah in the Borei Olam. And a goy is also obligated in believing in the Borei Olam, and therefore, gepaskend halacha psuka for a Moshe, that if a goy is in an eis tzara and he asks you, what should I do? You tell him, you pray. You pray to God to give you a salvation, and if he doesn't, says Rav Moshe, he is abrogating the Sheva Mitzvah Be'Noyach in line with the Ramban that Tefillah Be'ez Tzar is fundamentally really a Yisoid of Emunah B'Tachan. But that which we said in the Ramban, that in most circumstances, Tefillah is only a Chiyav Midrabanan, there is a little bit of a misnomer, says Rav Chaim. In Marmoka number 6, this is Rav Chaim in Tefillah, Dalet Aleph, says Rav Chaim that the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban is not in the Etzem, Mahus, and Mitzvah of Tefillah. Even the Ramban agrees that if a person davens Takarish Baruch Hu, he has a Kiyam Mitzvah de Araisa. He has fulfilled a Mitzvah de Araisa. So where's the divergence? Is it an obligation or is it a Rishus? Says Reb Chaim that even like the Ramban, if a Yid does daven, of course he's Mekayim a Mitzvah de Araisa. Va'af lahachokim al harambam, hainu rak b'chiyuva, aval kiyumov in yana, hava l'chuli alma midivrei Torah. It is a chiyuv, it is a kiyum, and a mitzvah de araisa. And that explains all the times in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, where we see all the avos, Moshe, they davened, says the Ramban, I recognize that. Of course, it works de araisa. But not only is it a work de araisa, it's even a mitzvah de araisa. But it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it is a voluntary mitzvah, but the Tzuras HaMitzvah is in fact a Mitzvah Deraisa. So the Reb Chaim, the Machlekes is actually much smaller. Everyone agrees that Tefillah is a Mitzvah Deraisa. The Machlekes is it a obligation Deraisa or is it volitional Deraisa? But fundamentally, the Mahus of the Mitzvah is Deraisa. Going out from the organization, being Deraisa or Derabanan, there's a Shaila also in the Achreinim, Lefi the Rambam, how much does one have to daven to fulfill his mitzvah? Every mitzvah has a ma'isa mitzvah. What is the ma'isa mitzvah de'araisa of tefillah? If you look at the Magen Avraham, when he's discussing the shaila, do women have to daven or do they not have to daven? In Kuf Vav Seif Katan Beis, says the Magen Avraham, women only have to say Maida Ani. With Maida Ani alone, they have discharged their biblical obligation, their chiyuv de'araisa of davening. And he says, and that's why women today, in fact, don't daven Shmon Esrei, because they don't need to daven Shmon Esrei, and with Maida Ani alone, they have been Mekayim, their Chiyav De'araisa. Says Reb Chaim, brought down in Maror Makom 9, quoting the Rambam in Maror Makom number 8, if you're Medayik Lashon HaRambam, Ayin Shem in the Lashon of the Rambam, it's clear from the Rambam that in fact, this Surah of Shevach Bakashav Ohida'ah, which is primarily derived from Parshas V'Eschanan, from the Gemara and Brachas that we started with, that surah is in fact the Araisa. And if an Isha only says Maida Ani, she has yet to fulfill her obligation. Says Reb Chaim, V'oida HaRambam Kosav, in Perek Aleph Tfilah Chabez, B'nagei Lahagdara Schoibes HaTfilah D'Araisa, D'chivd Mitzvah Zu Kachi, She'yodah Mischanin Mispalo Kol Yoyim, U'magid Shifcho Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'achar Kach Shoyot Tzrachav, Shu Tzorach Lahem B'Kashav D'china, Mavur from the Rambam, as explained by Reb Chaim, and in fact, even though there is no Nusach de Araisa, there is a Tzura de Araisa, there is a sequence de Araisa, and you must follow that sequence in order to be Mekayim, your Mitzvah de Araisa. So a fundamental machlek is Magen Avram and Reb Chaim. If someone just does a 2-second davening every single day, has he or has he not fulfilled their obligation? Says the Magen Avraham, he has. Says Reb Moshe, says Reb Chaim, he has not. Nafkamina, somebody's traveling in a desert, they don't have a sitter, they're not davening Baal Peh. What do they say to fulfill them to their Raisa? The Magen Avraham, they could say anything. The Fi Reb Chaim, they have to at least have to give a praise to Hashem. Hashem is amazing. Ask him, Hashem, please help me. And say, Akash Baruch Hu, thank you for all that you do for me. That surah, that sequence, that algorithm, the Fi Reb Chaim, is the minimum requisite sequence and Tzura to have a kiyum of the mitzvah de'araisa. Being that we are coming off or in the middle of the Yemei HaBetzarim coming up on Tisha B'Av, we will connect this also to one unique tefillah that we have on Tisha B'Av. As everybody knows, a bracha that you only make once a year. There aren't so many brachas that you only make once a year. One of them is Nachem, one of them is Birchas Ilanais. One of them is in a Tisrael Kapanim, is the bracha in Lil HaSeder. So you have the tefillah of Nachem. There's a shaila in the Ge'onim already, even before the Rishonim, brought up in Beis Yosef, a Tavkof Nun Zayin, is Nachem said in Mariv, Shacharis, and Mincha, or exclusively in Mincha? Says the Beis Yosef, Faharav Avudraham Kosav Shumachlegas Bein Rav Amram, Verab Sadia. It's a machlekes between Rav Amram and Rav Sadia. The shepasha tamina kedivei Rav Sadia sheina umr oisa elad mincha. So machlekes Rav Sadia and Rav Amram is the tefillah of Nachem said only in mincha or in Marev, Shachris, and mincha. There's also a machlekes brought in the Mishnah Bura and Tafkof on Zayin Hey, where the Ramah brings the shita of the Maharil. The Maharil says if somebody has to eat because they're a chayla on Tisha B'Av, they actually insert Nachem into Birchas Hamazon. Says the Mishnah Bura, quoting the Shari Tshuva, quoting the Goin. No, we disagree that Birkas Hamazon is said without the insertion of Nachem. Nachem is said only in Shemayne Esrei by Mincha, and it's not said at all in benching. So two machalikasim. One, between the Goinim, is Nachem said in Marev Shachris Mincha or only Mincha? Another machalikas between the Maril and the Goin and the Shari Tshuva brought in the Mishnah Bura. If somebody eats and benches on Tisha B'Av, do they say Nachem benching or do they not? What is the crux? What is the hearts? What is the understanding? V'fashtanen mir di machlekes in the Ge'oine and the Achreinim. If you look in many of the Achreinim, we just quoted it in our own Nusach, but it's really the classic Hakira of the Achreinim. How do you understand Nachem? Is Nachem me'ein hama'oira, a recognition of the day? Like Ritzei recognizes Shabbos, Yalev Yovei recognizes Yontif. So Nachem is a recognition of the day of Tisha B'Av, or is Nachem a unique tefillah that Hashem should console the mourners of Zion? There should be a nechama in the Avele Tzion. If you learn it's me'ein hama'ira, azoivi ritzei, azoivi yalav yavai, so it makes sense you say it Marev, Shachris, Mincha, like ritzei, and yalav yavai. And it makes sense you add it into benching, because whenever you bench and there's a unique event on that day, you must insert that in to your nusach hatfila nusach of benching. But if you learn that Nachem is not mein ha'ma'ira, there is no recognition of the day. We don't want to recognize Tisha B'Av. It's a very sad and mournful day. But there was an institution to have a special bracha that Hashem should console us. So it makes sense why it's dafka by mincha and only mincha, says the Vudraham, because that's when the fire was burning. So at the peak of the destruction, we daven that Hashem should console the Aveli Tzion. And it makes sense, it would not be said in benching, because you don't mention that nechama. It's something exclusively said only bizman shehititu eish b'hecha, which was bizman amincha, and therefore there's no reason at all to insert it into Birchas Hamazon. So we covered is tefillah deraisa or derabanan. We had the shtel of Rav Moshe, that even lefi the Ramban, that eis tzara, one is obligated to daven, it's really a yisoid in emunah bitachon. We had the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, that Lefi the Ramban, Tefillah is also a mitzvah deraisa, there's not a chiyuv deraisa. Machlokes Magen Avraham and Reb Chaim, is there a sequence, a tzura deraisa or not? Lefi the Magen Avraham, there is not. Lefi the Reb Chaim, there is in the Rambam. And two machlokesim, whether Nachem is said in all three tefillahs only mincha, not in benching, or yes in benching, and it all depends on the fulcrum of whether Nachem is me'en hama'ira, or a tefillah for Nechama, which b'zeichet to see all of us, the true nechama for all the Aviyat Tzion Yerushalayim, and Zeichet to see the Bayis HaShishi, Meher V'Yameinu, Amen.